The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, those of us that get really crappy sleep, really, really bad sleep, we could be shrinking our brain. Another excuse to take Ambien, huh? No, I don't want you to take an Ambien, but we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about when people go through a divorce. You know, sometimes the amicable divorces are still just as traumatizing as the non-amicable ones. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about, I guess this dog ate 43 and a half socks. I don't know where they got the half sock from. And so we'll talk about what to do if your dog eats things they're not supposed to do. And then state obesity. We have another report on the most obese states and adult obesity. That's always fun. That always makes us feel good. And then this is to me a very, very frightening story. Cadmium and lead found in Brazilian chocolates. Chocolate is supposed to be, to me, my breakfast, lunch, dinner main staple. But if there's cadmium and lead, that could be an issue, especially when it comes to abdominal pain. And some people that get abdominal pain with chocolate, could it be the metals in there? So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. They said a Great Dane ate 43 and a half socks. He's 3 years old, was vomiting and retching during the day. When they took x-rays, they saw large quantity of foreign material. The surgery had to be performed at a Dove Lewis veterinarian in Portland, Oregon. The socks were removed. The dog was sent home one day after surgery. Yay! And then, of course, the mom had to, you know, separate whites from colors and then wash them. When Dr. Ashley McGee at Dove Lewis Animal Hospital opened the dog's stomach, she said they kept removing sock after sock of all different shapes and sizes. The animal hospital submitted the example of the What Ate What They What contest. Oh, good. So hopefully the Great Dane is out of contest. Okay, so the puppy dog is fine. Puppy dog was eating what he shouldn't be. See, I don't have to worry about my dogs eating. I don't have to worry about my dogs eating cats. My dogs eat everything, especially the cat poop. You know, they really like cat poop. I don't think I would even want to operate on the cat poop. I would probably be like, you know what, just digest that sucker if you can. So, you know, what do we do when our pet eat something that they shouldn't? Well, some of the old wives' tales was, all right, well, if the dog ate some poison, start having them drink milk, start inducing vomiting. I would recommend call an animal poison control center. Okay? There's poison control. Sometimes your operator will know how to connect you, but call poison control just like you would do for anybody else. Okay? Well, dogs like to lick stuff, lick weird stuff. I was looking at petpoisonhelpline.com, and they said, you know, milk doesn't really neutralize toxins or do anything like that. You know, you know, milk is unlikely to help most of the poisoning situations, and pets are a lot of times lactose intolerant. Dogs don't do really well with milk, so they don't recommend giving milk with the poisoning. They also don't recommend to induce vomiting. I learned that very early on with patients. We used to give kids syrup of Epicac to make them vomit if they swallowed something they shouldn't have. But the problem is, what if they swallowed something and they start to now pass out. Now the Ipecac kicks in and they start to vomit, but because they're passed out, now they're vomiting, and the vomit goes into their lungs. So we don't really do syrup of Ipecac anymore. Same thing with dogs and animals. Inducing vomiting could be very, very difficult unless you induce it as quickly as possible, like the sock is starting to get stuck and you do the Heimlich, something like that. And also, you're not going to be sticking your fingers in the dog's mouth. Okay, you know, they're going to be acting weird. I would not recommend the inducing vomiting. I would make sure you're being talked through on what to do with the dog or the cat poison hotline. I could give my cat hydrogen peroxide to induce vomiting. No, you don't give cats hydrogen peroxide. All right, sometimes we give hydrogen peroxide to dogs to induce vomiting, but I wouldn't do that without having an authority tell me what to do. Do not give that to cats. It could be fatal for cats. What about salt to induce vomiting? You got to be careful with the salt also, because you start to pour a bunch of salt down the dog's mouth, he may not vomit. Now he takes in the extra salt. That can start to cause electrolyte abnormalities, swelling of the brain, tremors, seizures, etc. I wouldn't mess with that. And then sometimes people suggest to do like butter oil, grease, pet mineral oil. That may help them poop or give them diarrhea. But again, the problem is now you could induce dehydration. Not to mention, some of the grease and butter and stuff could start messing with the pancreas. So you don't want to start giving your animal pancreatitis. They say the risk of oils, butters, grease, etc., are much higher. So there's a place called Pet Poison Helpline. I'm sure there's other pet poison controls. I would definitely suggest if a dog or cat eats something that they shouldn't, you do that. And it's tough because, you know, we don't watch our animals all the time. And, of course, make sure, you know, you avoid that. So I don't understand why a dog would eat the socks. That's interesting. You know, my dogs sniff my kids' underwear and their socks. They're like, oh, that's stinky. And then they walk away. You know, you want to, even if the dog is hungry, they're not going to eat the clothes. Now, mind you, sometimes my kids, when they eat lunch at school, there's a lot of lunch spots and grease spots on their shirt. Even me, I have grease spots and food, you know, M&M in the bra that falls through. So, yeah, so the dog's going to go and look at it. By the way, try not to give the dog the chocolate. And remember, Tylenol can kill your dog. Don't let the dog eat any pills that are falling on the ground, especially Tylenol, because that could kill the dog as well. Your dog takes a pill, swallows a pill. You need to find out what that pill was, and you need to contact the authorities. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the adult obesity rate now in at least two states is over 35% of their population. That's crazy. And 20 states now have obesity rate above 30%. So, about a third of our country is overweight. It's a statistic that is not going away. The report examined, it's called U.S. Adult Obesity, released today from the Trust for America's Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, shows that the obesity rate is 35.1% now in Mississippi and West Virginia. 30 years ago, no state had an obesity rate above 15%. So 30 years ago was 1994. 1991, no state had an obesity rate above 20%. In 2000, no state had an obesity rate above 25%. And now we have a couple states over 35%. This is being reported by the Huffington Post. But the report shows that there is a slowing of the growth. Even though we are getting more obese, it's not as rapidly rising. In 2005, every state experienced an increase in the obesity rate, but in 2010, the obesity rate just increased in 28 states, and in 2011, just 16 states. So, we are seeing an increase in Alaska, Delaware, Tennessee, Wyoming, Idaho, New Jersey, it's slowing down. Okay, the report also showed that there are low levels of physical activity across the country. This is what I'm seeing too. In my patient population, I'm seeing less exercise. I've even seen it with myself as we get older. I mean, over the last 20 years, the amount of exercise and the intensity, actually the last 30 years, the intensity of the exercise is going down year after year after year. I have patients going, look, Dahlia, oh my God, I was a runner. And look at me, my BMI is over 30. And, part of this is also we have a much more aging population than we have a younger population. So those numbers are skewing it. So if you're, 58-year-old woman, is it 48 anymore? And is it hitting, the spin class like she did in her 40s? You're going to, see her gain weight. Not to mention menopause, etc. They say among all the age group baby boomers, those between 45 and 64 have the highest obesity rates. So 45 and 64, that's what I would say, because, the 1980s, I'm going to my aerobics class, that's, not done anymore by us people becoming more middle-aged. The obesity rate for people in the age group tops 35% in 17 states, 30% in 41 states. Now remember, baby boomers, the 45 and 64-year-olds are the ones that are becoming more and more diabetic. Although we are seeing more sexual activity, so that could maybe help in terms of exercise. African Americans and Latinos have the higher obesity rates than whites, with adult obesity rates for African Americans hitting 40% in 11 states. Mean obesity rates for Latinos more than 35% in 5 states. The childhood obesity rate, however, is stabilizing overall and declining, thank God. The obesity rate among children ages 2 to 19 has stayed about the same for 10 years, with 1 in 3 in this age group being overweight or obese. I don't know if I'm ready to thank Michelle Obama for this. I think it's the whole awareness and the revelation that our Coca-Colas and soda pops and things like that are not calories in equals calories out. I think a few years back we realized that looking at calories isn't cutting it. And we need to start cutting carbs and we need to introduce more exercise. And remember, obesity rose not because of any particular administration, but because video games started to become the video game world of, you could maybe, you would buy a video game and then you would play it, etc. Now it's all over the computer, the internet. It's people are playing video games at their fingertips. Facebooking got really, really big back in 2008, 2009. So, of course, we saw more obesity. People were sitting there playing Facebook games, tweeting each other, texting each other. And so rather than, moving or trying to find a phone, remember, you used to have to run to the phone. You used to have to walk over to a phone. Now you could just sit there and answer your calls. You don't have to move. So I don't know if I blame fast food for the obesity issue, because fast food has been around, for years. But what was one of the biggest changes? It was the computer age and the internet, which I think causes a lot of the obesity, and the recession. The recession caused us to need to eat cheaper. All of a sudden, a 99-cent burger, feeding the family with 99-cent burgers is a hell of a lot cheaper than going to the grocery store, spending $60. and having the kids complain that they didn't like your cooking. And that ended up happening. All right, so the number one obese, Colorado had the lowest obesity rate at 21.3%. Before you guys go, oh, yay, congratulations, Colorado, we're still talking about a fifth of the state obese. Then came Hawaii. Washington, D.C. was about 22.9%, probably because everybody's running. Because they're worried that people are ticked off at them because of Obamacare. Massachusetts, 23.6%. California was at 24.1%. Utah, 24.1%. Montana, 24.6. We're going up. Vermont, 24.7% obese. Connecticut, 25%, so a quarter. New York was higher than Connecticut at 25.4%. Shocking, because most New Yorkers have to walk. You know, Minnesota, 25.5%, Nevada, 26.2%. Oh, they got a pretty picture of the strip. Then came New Jersey, New Mexico, Florida, Oregon, New Hampshire, Arizona was at 26.8%, Virginia, Washington State, Rhode Island, Wyoming, Maryland. Let me see what hits the middle. The middle, Alaska is coming close to the middle at 28.4%. Then Maine, North Carolina, 29.4%. Now, the above 30% obese states start clocking in at Pennsylvania, Kansas, Georgia, Missouri, Ohio, Texas, North Dakota. I'm surprised it's North Dakota. Delaware, Iowa, Michigan, South Carolina, Indiana, Alabama, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Kentucky. So you see the South Belt. Tennessee at 33.7%, Arkansas 34.6%, West Virginia, the highest obesity rate at 35.1%, Mississippi tying at 35.1%. All right, we need to get our acts together. This is not good, okay? You know, obesity used to be a rare thing. Somebody would be a little bit overweight. All right. You know, the other thing, too, also is I think we really messed up our joints. I think there's a lot of things we've done to mess up our joints. And you wonder, if you look back at what happened, I wonder if maybe part of it was the whole aerobics craze. You know, in the 80s, I used to run like crazy. Everything was about aerobics and weightlifting. And I'm wondering if maybe a lot of us 40 and 50 year olds and 60 year olds really messed us, you know, ourselves up with the aerobics. Now, a lot of the workout equipment, there's a lot of shock absorption type stuff. There's a lot of, I don't know, it seems to be a lot more knee friendly. There's these pools that people swim in. These ever pools where it's small, but you just sit there and you swim in one place. You know, so we're starting to be more cognizant of how we need to work out. A lot of the, tracks now have a softer running course, but that's not what we did in aerobics. Yeah, we had maybe an aerobics mat, but we were really pounding those joints. And I got to tell you, I messed up my knees by the time I was probably 25. My knees were already gone. And the only thing I could think of is I used to run, ski, and aerobics. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of obesity, the University of Minneapolis researchers have developed a device where you have electrodes that could block the vagus nerve from telling your brain that you're hungry. The vagus nerves tell the body when it's full, but it can also cause overeating. So researchers went to 239 participants who were obese. Some of them were fitted with the device, and some were fitted with like a pretend device. After 12 months, those with the device lost more weight. Unfortunately, they expected this procedure to be a little bit better than they had hoped. But this is going to be probably one of the ways to combat obesity, is to be able to trick ourselves into thinking we're full. Because many times we're hungry. Like right now, I'm hungry. I shouldn't be hungry, but I am. I'm seeing food. I'm talking about obesity. Yeah, it kind of, you know, stimulates things. But if it's the vagus nerve that's responsible for this, you start playing around with it, you can maybe be able to control hunger. Not that I think that's the safest way to go. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. They say airline crews now have twice the risk of melanoma. We knew that them being up, pilots and stewardesses and stewards and flight attendants being up that high into the, what would you call it, 10,000 feet, however high they fly, 30,000 feet, start becoming, I don't know if at 10 they start to, I don't know where the cutoff, where the jump in exposure is, but as airplanes fly at 30,000 feet, whatever, as you start going from elevated up into the sky, there's this hit point where you start to get exposed to more UV rays. And we're finding airline pilots and cabin crews having twice the risk of developing one of the nastiest, scariest cancers out there, melanoma. They say, according to Fox News, the UV level is approximately twice than that off the ground at about 30,000 feet. Flying over thick clouds and snow fields can further increase the amount of UV radiation that pilots and cabin crew are exposed to. For the study, Dr. Martina San Lorenzo of the University of California, San Francisco, and her colleagues pulled data from previous studies that examined rates of melanoma among pilots and cabin crew. The researchers found 19 such studies published between 1990 and 2013 and included more than 266,000 participants. The analysis of the study's findings showed that the rate of melanoma was more than double, and they were 40% more likely to even die compared to the general population when they got melanoma. Now, remember, melanoma comes from the melanocytes. They're the pigment-forming cells. It's the least common type of skin cancer. More people get the basal cell carcinoma or the squamous cell carcinoma, which are a lot easier to treat, even though those could be very concerning as well. But the melanoma, unfortunately, is the deadliest. It's a lot more vicious. I consider it more of a juicier cancer than a drier squamous cell. I don't really know how to explain why I think it's juicy. Just one of those juicier cancers. A lot more vascular, a lot more internal. Maybe that's why. I don't know. I just always called it a juicy one, even though it's not like a pancreas. A pancreas is a very juicy cancer, unfortunately. Anyway, the juicy organs. Anyway, it only accounts for 2% of all skin cancer cases. However, when you get it, you don't give a damn if it was just 2% or 20%. You have it. It's estimated there are going to be 76,000 new cases of melanoma in the United States in this year alone. 9,700 of those people are going to die this year of cancer. Or just 9,700 people with melanoma are going to die this year. Of course, sun exposure is a huge culprit. UV rays. We're warning people to avoid tanning beds as well. The FAA shows that windshields block most of the UVB rays, okay, but 54% of UVA rays still come through. UVA and UVB both cause damage to the DNA that can cause skin cancer. So, even though the windshields are supposed to block UVA, they say for every 3,000 feet above sea level, there is a 15% increase in the intensity of UV radiation. They say studies have consistently found that flight-based workers are exposed to levels of cosmic radiation below the limit of 20 millisieverts, all right, per year, and the 20 millisieverts is supposed to be the guideline that the International Commission of Radiological Protection comes up with. Now, we talked about how to identify a melanoma. I always tell people to look at the ABCDEs and Fs. A is asymmetry. If the mole is kind of off on one side, not like a symmetrical little circle, looks a little off, that could be an issue. Border, the border looks a little chaotic because cancer won't be nice and neat and discreet. The color will be a little chaotic. Sometimes you have multiple colors or the color changes. D, the diameter is like bigger than a pencil eraser. E, it starts to elevate. Some medical students say E is supposed to be for evolve. It changes. That's right. It could change in color or shape or size, but also elevation is an issue. And then F is if you take a look at it and you say the F word, that could be a sign that it's a melanoma. F, though, really stands for fast. If there is a speed at which it's moving. So F is for fast. And then get your butt to a dermatologist fast. And, you know, those are the melanoma guidelines for that. So now, what about those of you that are frequent flyers? Should you wear sunscreen for frequent flying? Absolutely. I mean, look, especially if you're sitting next to the window. If you're in a window seat. Now, a lot of us like to be by a window seat, you know, because there's just a touch bit more room. Nobody hits you. You don't have to, when you're in the back row, be, you know, next to somebody's butt who's waiting in line for the bathroom. But when you're by the window, that's more UV. So I would say if you're going to have a window seat, I want you wearing sunscreen. Big time. You know, you also wonder, what about just overall radiation? They need to do a study to look at overall, you know, how much radiation people are unfortunately exposed to just being at those higher altitudes. I have to fly to Reno tomorrow. I was asked to speak at an event, MC it. I'm pretty excited about it because I love speaking. Luckily, it's a quick flight, like a 45-minute flight, God willing, so we'll see. Problem is, it's one of those airlines where you can't even really, like, bring a purse, so I don't know how that's going to go. I'm going to be really, really stressed with that one. Alright, speaking of stress, it was very, very stressful, this meningitis outbreak that happened, remember, with the compounding pharmacy? That was some pretty scary stuff. People getting injections, and people getting injections, and then unfortunately there was a fungus in there that caused meningitis. Very scary stuff. They have arrested Glenn Adam Chin, 46 years old, who had been a supervising pharmacist at the former New England Compounding Center in Framingham, Massachusetts, which produced the tainted steroids that sickened 700 people in 20 states. 64 people died of this meningitis. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston is continuing its criminal probe into the matter, but arrested Chin because of his plans to board a plane to Hong Kong at Boston Logan International Airport. He is the first person to face criminal charges related to the incident. It did push the company into bankruptcy and now has led to stricter national regulation of custom medication makers. He could face up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. He's accused of instructing pharmacy technicians to mislabel medication to indicate it was properly sterilized and tested. Medications compounded by the NECC were prepared, filled, and held under unsanitary conditions. I believe it was supposed to be under one of the hoods, or they got it from the sink. I need to remember, we had reported on this a couple years ago. Clean rooms that you have, it can't just be cleaned by a basic cleaning service. It needs to be cleaned by somebody that understands and does those types of things. So if you're, let's say, a cleaning person comes in and they vacuum and they take out the garbages and they do some mopping, etc., and then they go into your clean room, you know, you still have to have certain cleaning procedures. It's different from regular office settings. Chin of Canton, Massachusetts was appear before a judge at U.S. District Court in Boston later on Thursday. He was trying to get out of Dodge. That's not right. But again, if he was instructing technicians to fraudulently complete cleaning logs at the end of each month to show that the rooms were properly cleaned, when they weren't cleaned, he's in trouble. Federal bankruptcy court in July approved a deal to settle scores of thousands of lawsuits. They are paying out about $100 million to victims and their families and creditors of the company that is now defunct. We have been doing these steroid injections now, whether it's a knee injection, whether it's in the neck or the back, etc. Some of you ask for, you know, steroid injections for allergy shots. That has been a mainstream treatment that we've been using. Usually we like to examine anything we're about to inject into you. However, many of these medicines have to be shaken. And unfortunately, if the doctor, you know, it's already shaken and they couldn't see a little mold sitting on there, it's infected. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget to follow us on also on our GCN Live. We have a GCN Live app. You can listen to all the great shows on GCN Live. Even mine, I'm on there too. And I have my own app, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I really suggest you do that because many of you are like, you know what, Dr. Dahlia Show is like really, really good, you know, but there may be better. You're right, there is. So if you want to find better, go to GCN, go to GCNlive.com, and you will. You will see shows that are better, of course, okay? But go there. Go there first. There's me. You see, there's me. There's my picture right there. See? And it shows you the streams. There's me, Dr. Dahlia Show. Then you see Alex Jones, Marilu Henner, Shattery Miss. Anyway, a lot of good shows. So definitely, definitely please check that out. Okay. Every 40 seconds, somebody is committing suicide. According to the World Health Organization, global suicide rates are 800,000 a year. What are we looking at? I mean, are we looking at close to a million people every year are going to be killing themselves? They say, according to Shikhar Saxena, director of the Women's Health, Women's Health Initiative, the World Health Organization's mental health department, said suicide is an amazing public health problem. There is one suicide every 40 seconds. It is a huge number. Suicide kills more than conflicts, wars, and natural catastrophes. There are 1.5 million deaths every year in the world, of which 800,000 are suicides. The suicide rates are highest in the over 80 age bracket. In the 15 to 29 age bracket, suicide is the leading cause of death. Common methods involve, unfortunately, hanging, shooting, usage of poisonous chemicals like insecticides. This is being reported by RT.com News. Socioeconomic factors also influence suicide risk, but they say the proportion of suicide-related deaths in high-income countries is higher. In lower-income countries, factors more like infectious disease play a greater role. Of course, recessions are also a biggie. So, okay, every 40 seconds, somebody is committing suicide. They say 75% of suicides occur among people who are of poor or middle-income countries. They say Central and Eastern Europe and Asia have the majority, but the biggest problem is in Southeast Asia. In 2012, 9,700 studies or suicides took place in North Korea. I know some of you are thinking, were they really suicides or were they set up and homicides and set up to look like suicides? I don't know. But they're saying suicides. It was kind of difficult, they said, to get more data. Between 2000 and 2012, the report spanned a decade, 109.4% increase in suicides in South Korea. They think the reason why South Korea's suicide is high because of unemployment or financial hardship. The World Health Organization blamed media coverage of celebrity deaths by suicide. They think that is exacerbating the problem, such as the one by Robin Williams. It's interesting. You would think that, really wouldn't have an effect. And like, you know, somebody commits suicide, why would that make other people do it? However, you know, some people, they don't feel like they have an out, and then, you know, the idea pops into their head. You know, there is some truth to that. You start giving somebody an idea. You know, I mean, they may think about it, and you don't want people thinking about that. But you know, you can't, if you ever talk about suicide, like, for example, when I was younger, there was a friend of mine who had a family member kill themselves. And back in the 80s, it was very common to say, oh my gosh, if there's a test this Friday, I'm still going to kill myself. Oh, man, if I miss the game this weekend, I'm going to kill myself. So in the 80s, people said that a lot. So she was afraid that because she was saying that, that's why the family member did it. And, you know, no, because I'm sure the family member heard about it elsewhere. You know, there was also a lot of controversy. There was this movie that, it was a TV movie where, you know, the guy from Gremlins, I don't remember his name, but the guy from Gremlins was in a TV movie where he and his girlfriend decided to commit suicide by, being in a car with the carbon monoxide, etc. And so there was a lot of controversy over, now that showed kids how to kill yourself in a car with carbon monoxide. I mean, you know, you still have to educate. You know, you can't, you know, expect, like with sex, you can't not teach your kids the birds and the bees and hope that they don't have sex. That's not going to happen. These kids are going to get the ideas elsewhere, whether you tell them or not. Your job is to explain to them. I mean, I talk to my kids about, Robin Williams. I talk to my kids about, people that commit suicide and what is so wrong and what's so bad, etc. And because I want them to know, I mean, in case they're sitting there and some of the kids that they're with are talking about, you know what, I just think I want to end it. They need to know. You know, they need to know that no, that's not an option. That, you know, before you even think about that, I want you to think of 10 other things. And it's scary. It's very, very scary. Do we have enough support groups? Do we have enough in our mental health care system? No, we don't. You know, our mental health care system is so lacking. I don't even know where to start. Here I am, I'm trying to build a free pediatric clinic. And, sometimes I think, who needs it more, kids? Or mental health. We all need it. We all need these clinics. We all need this access, and we just don't have it. According to the Huffington Post, they have an article out saying mental health care system is failing at suicide prevention. Apparently, 40,000 people die from suicide in the United States every year, 800,000 worldwide, 40,000 people alone in the U.S., and the number is rising. The CDC data showed that in the first decade of the millennium, the suicide rate among U.S. adults rose 28%. The New York Times reported that this figure may even be higher due to underreporting. The World Health Organization released a report that we just talked about that only 28 countries have national strategies for suicide prevention. All right. I mean, do any of you guys know of any of the strategies out there? Now, there is an American Foundation for Suicide Prevention that I suggest you look them up. 30% of those who died by suicide, according to them, had seen a mental health professional in the last year of their life. 19% of those who committed suicide had seen a mental health professional within the last month. Now, one thing we need to probably talk about on the show, and I don't know if we have enough time, is there's a stereotype or a bias towards mental health professionals that we're having a trouble licking or getting squashed. And I'll have patients that say, do not send anybody to that therapist. They messed me up. And they made me worse. Now, did the therapist really make the patient worse? Or are they trying to use that as an excuse because they don't want to go or they don't want to spend the money? But unfortunately, whenever I bring up, look, I'd like to get you in with a therapist, half of them look at me like, oh, hell no, I am not going to see a shrink. Why are people still thinking that way? Maybe we don't need to call them therapists. Maybe we need to call them counselors. Maybe we need to start getting, because, I'm seeing people completely buck the idea of getting help or getting care because they're afraid that they're going to be institutionalized. They're afraid that there's going to be a record, that somebody is going to write this stuff down. It's going to hurt their job. And so people don't want to get, a lot of people already know, especially like the police industry and first responders, et cetera, firefighters, they know damn well not to tell me they want to commit suicide. If they say that, they know that they say they're going to, they want to, kill themselves. You say that to any doctor, the doctors have to, report it to the authorities. So people are smart. They come in and go, no, absolutely. I don't think it's suicide. No, of course not. So people are lying. They don't want stuff in their record. People don't want to tell their doctor if they have guns. It's their right to have privacy on that issue. But they don't want to put that down because they don't know if that record's going to get faxed somewhere. It's going to go to the insurance company or who knows what. So that's a big area we need help with. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.